Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today in this week's Heartbeat, we are talking about bringing the atmosphere. And when we did record the Heartbeat, we did have a few bloopers beforehand.
I did.
Yeah, but it was good. We had a good atmosphere about it and we had some fun with it. And I think we all know the experience about the atmosphere in a room. You started by talking about how was the phrase, you can cut the atmosphere or the air with a knife.
Yeah, you sometimes walk into a situation and you realise, uh-oh, someone's been arguing or something's happened.
Yeah, like you walk into a room and all of a sudden there's silence or something. Yes, right. Yes. But I was also thinking there's other types of atmosphere, like you'll go to a party.
Laughter,
and sometimes that's
fun.
A lot of fun, yep. Atmosphere. There might be an atmosphere that's part of maybe a ceremony. Maybe, you know, a formal
reflective
occasion,
or
maybe even going to a funeral. There's a certain atmosphere about that.
Yes.
Or you can think of then the wedding,
celebratory.
Celebrations.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Or like you said, that awkward silence that you can have. And I think we also generally can know when we might want to change the atmosphere in a room. Mm. Either we do it ourselves because we decide, you know what, I'm just going to be happy and I'm going to try and have conversation.
Yes.
Or there's just a person who rocks up who's always that happy, bubbly person and
it's
they can't
infectious.
Help but bring, yeah, that's yeah. right, yeah. bring that atmosphere with them. And so you shared
remember Leisha?
Yeah.
Who would laugh.
And
even if you
laugh.
Didn't think it was funny, you would laugh.
Yeah, because she was just infectious.
She was
You're
infectious,
right.
yes.
Yeah. And so we all have people like that in our lives. And we can affect a room with the atmosphere that we bring, and that's what you're sharing about. And you started with a scripture, which is in 2 Chronicles, which is in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible. And I liked it. It talked about how the trumpeters and the singers, they brought praise and thanksgiving with song to the Lord. And they brought it together in unison, so much so that the actual priests of the temple could not stand because the glory of God filled.
Yes. And you know what was gorgeous? It wasn't just the priests who maybe bring the glory of God. It was just the ordinary choir, the people who are using their talents and gifts to worship God that brought the glory of God down.
Mm. And it made me think about when we sing praise and worship songs to God, for many of us who go to Mass and we might sing them during the liturgy of the Mass, how often am I bringing an atmosphere of praise through those songs that could potentially change the atmosphere in the church.
For you and everybody there.
And it's interesting because we know that God is present in the Eucharist.
Yes.
But just that I could bring, with the way that I praise God, a greater atmosphere.
A greater glory, sort of.
To bring God more, like this scripture says, like the presence of God was so strong that it would be felt by people. And I have the ability to do that.
Yes.
I think, I know sometimes for me, I can be singing songs at Mass and not maybe thinking so much about that action that I could have on other people.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, just reminding ourselves that the lyrics of these songs that we sing can be really powerful.
Very, very.
And then you shared the story. You did really well this week of like sharing
different
stories.
Oh, I'm glad I did really
well. I'm approving, yeah.
But you just brought an atmosphere of appreciation towards me.
But of like giving us three different stories of the Bible, you've got like the Old Testament before Jesus, you've got a story of Jesus doing it, and then later you've got a story of Paul, you know, after Jesus is gone, him bringing the atmosphere.
Yes.
But how each of them show different ways that we can change the atmosphere around us. And the story of Jairus going to Jesus and having his sick daughter dying and Jesus coming to his home and then to be told that actually your daughter has died, Jairus. But then you shared how Jesus put the people out of the room who were the people who didn't believe that maybe a miracle could happen.
they laughed at him. They had no hope. Yeah, belief was not there. And so he, it said he put them outside. That's very strong language.
Yeah.
He was basically grabbing them and like pushing them out the door and brought in the ones that would have the atmosphere of hope, faith, love.
I liked then how when you described like the parents were the ones who had love for their child and this hope, but then he also had the disciples with them who had belief. And often I think that's what God asks of us when we come together, that we would believe together in something and
bring
atmosphere.
Yes, bring what you have to bring to the situation, because we don't always have all the gifts, or we're not in the right place sometimes to maybe have as much faith as we should, but then bring someone who has the faith.
Well, it made me think of the scripture that says we're two or three gathered
in your name.
There with you, but also that what is it, as God is found in the praises of his people, like that God wants us to, that atmosphere of praise.
Yes.
God wants us to give to him. And it made me think how, what are ways that I can bring faith, hope and love
to my situation.
Yeah, to my
situation. Or other people's situations.
Yeah, because that would be the atmosphere that God's asking of faith, hope and love.
Yeah.
And like you shared how, you know, when someone feels down, we do often go over to someone's home to try and encourage. And therefore, yeah, what are other ways that I can bring faith, hope and love? In looking at this, you also talked about how Peter was walking on the water, and that for us to bring an atmosphere of hope to places, that we need to keep looking to God and keep our eyes fixed on
him. It's not about us. It's not about how strong we are. It's, I guess, us looking to God and allowing God's strength to be with living within us.
I'm talking about atmosphere. That's really what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing Jesus into our situations.
Exactly.
It's not just about let's be happy.
No, it's not like, you know, drawing smiley faces all over the wall of the room that you're in.
Yeah,
no.
It's about I am bringing Jesus
into this room.
Therefore, I'm bringing faith, hope and love.
Yes.
That's really what we're talking about when we're talking about bringing this atmosphere. And then you talked about the story of Paul and Silas who were in prison and they just start praising and worshipping God. So much so that there's an earthquake.
And the doors of all the cells flung open. Freedom has arrived. God, you know, because God is our Saviour. He frees us from, you know, the eternal death that was given to us, but not anymore.
And I like how you said, like, they didn't actually need to leave the prison, even though they were captured, because they were people living in freedom because of Jesus living in them.
But then they used the place and position to preach to the jailer, who then became to know the Lord. The other prisoners that were there, the same happened. They brought the Jesus. They brought his atmosphere into their lives.
Yeah. And that's what God asks of us as well, that we, in those times where we do feel captured by something, that we could continue to look to Jesus and look to God being in our lives, to remind ourselves that we have overcome all of those things that capture us in our lives. So for the weekly challenge this week, I've written down, when you're walking into a room, think about bringing the atmosphere of faith, hope and love.
Think about
bringing that atmosphere of Jesus into the room. And we don't have to say it, but we can be Jesus in a room.
Definitely.
So we hope that that chat has given you a lot to think about. About, you know, maybe you walk into some rooms today and be like, oh, I can sense the atmosphere in the room, you know. Let's hope it's not awkward. But if it is, then you can bring that faith, hope and love into your room. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.